Welcome to Quirky Gems Podcast. It's great to have you here. Join me, Gem Swallow, every Friday as I talk happiness and living life to the fullest. I talk about what I try and what I come across, along with mindset and motivation, health and fitness. That's Quirky Gems Podcast every Friday, wherever you get your podcasts. Infinity Wanderers 2 is a second edition of our new magazine focusing on real history and genealogy and on the genres of alternate history, science fiction and historical fiction. Issue 2 includes an interview with author Vivian Tufnell and the establishment of two main columns for the publication. These are Small Causes by L.G. Parker, looking at events that did or could have changed history dramatically, despite being apparently small in themselves. And we have Family History Shorts, which takes one or two family history photographs and adds genealogical information to them. Perfect if you love ancestry or history. Are you a bookworm? Great! We have book reviews too. So why not order yourself a copy of Infinity Wanderers 2, available on Amazon and in Gem's Linktree. Migraine, arthritis, fibromyalgia, pain? Would you like a natural painkiller? With just three ingredients, Gem CBD Balm could be just what you're looking for. Rub it into where it hurts and let it do its thing. Available only in the UK. DM Gem on Twitter, at Radio Gem. Payment via PayPal. Contains coconut oil. If my first try of recording this very episode is anything to go by, I'm mad. But I think we all know that, right? I like to think that's why you tune in week after week. If not, then now you found out. Hi, how goes it with you? I'm Gem. Hi, Gem Swallow. This would be my podcast that you've tuned into. If you're an avid listener, you know the madness that's about to unfold. If you are new here, it's great to have you. Thank you for getting involved. Thank you for pressing play. So this episode came about when I was out and about getting some groceries. You know how you have those moments, don't you? You could be on the toilet, could be doing something very mundane, and all of a sudden you think to yourself, I wonder, how many other people have had this very moment? So, let's show you some meat on the bones of this. I was in my local supermarket and I was on the self-service checkout. I was actually enjoying it. Now, up until this time, I really avoid those things. I really don't like going onto them. I'm more of, I'll get served by a human being. That way you know where you are. So, I went into the self-service checkout. They have a tablet attached to those things. And so where it is, you have a screen. I don't know if where you live, if you have them, I'm sure you do. They have a screen. And then the one close by to me has a tablet so you can see yourself. I don't know if it's CCTV or what, but yeah, it's all very technological. And so I was on a self-service checkout and I was actually enjoying it. And then I realised why. Because my first job was actually as a checkout girl. I worked for a supermarket when I was 16, 17. I was at college at the time, and I wanted a little bit more income. I remember I was at college and I had this benefit that came through. I would get 15 quid a week on that. And so I remember giving my mum some money to help pay myself about £5 a week so I top up cards on my phone. This is for social media and stuff. I remember going to my local supermarket where I live there too. One's more what the market is now out to be a food warehouse. The other one is more like a larger chain supermarket. I went to the food warehouse one, and I remember every Saturday and Sunday I was there working. I think it was from 9 till 3. I was absolutely sure I had 4 days during the week, there were no days off, and then I had that during the weekend. But when I was thinking about it, and I thought, wow, when you think about when you have your first job, what you get when you start working for the first time? So I'm thinking, for me, I realised I had my first taste of independence, my very first taste of self-work. And I remember I was the inclusion time, and nobody in my college course had a job yet. And it was really weird looking back, because it interested me that the working world was nothing like educational. And so you'd have like 5 days a week at college, it was intense for long, and then you had 2 days a week where I sat at school for like 6 hours a day serving the public, because it's people's weekly shop. But it's amazing what you remember. So for me, I didn't last long there, if I'm being honest. I found it completely exhausting, I had no time off and something I had to give, and so I thought, right, I'm going to give up the job to keep on with education. And I started to wonder if I'd give up education and go on with a job, or whether everything would be different. So I did this. I thought I'd ask you guys, and I thought, I took a picture which you can see the cover art. If you follow me on Twitter, you should be able to see it. It's a pinned tweet on my Twitter. And it's all going to get very technical here, because I have Twitter right in front of me. If my voice goes, excuse me, if my voice goes, it's because we're in the middle of a heat wave. And I've had to come upstairs because downstairs is absolutely boiling. So I have a ton of shout outs. Thank you to everyone that got involved. I've been looking forward to doing this, but it's gotten to that point where it's like, it's gotten so hot and I'm like, I have a minute window of time before the hot air really kicks in. And I won't be able to really move or do anything. So I ask you guys, what was your first job and what are you doing now? So let's get in on the shout outs, shall we? You know how much I love the shout outs. Okay, so Dave on Twitter, he said his first job was a Saturday job at Littlewoods, which then merged to M&S. Now he's a fleet manager for West Midlands Trains in Birmingham. A slight difference. That's what I find fascinating though, how you can go from one thing when you're a teenager to when you kind of gotten older and your circumstances change, how different it is. And what I found interesting about that, I didn't even know Littlewoods had a branch. I didn't know back in the day that Littlewoods you could go into a shop. I didn't realise that. I knew there were a catalogue, but who knew? Every day is a school day, so thanks Dave for getting involved. East Shared History on Twitter. Worked in a warehouse summer holidays when 16 and 17, now a gardener and an independent publisher. Thank you so much for getting involved. Forgot a news podcast. My first job, age 13, was doing odd jobs at a furniture store. When I read that, I was like, ooh, that's cool. 13. Wow. I'm envious, I should have started earlier. Acoustics, let's like enlarge this, which one's this one? Acoustics Lick, this is on Twitter. Okay, we go with this. My first job, 1995, he's got in brackets, was working at a little garden centre. I got paid £1.50 per hour and I saved up and bought a sovereign ring from Elizabeth Duke in Argos. I work in energy consultancy now and sadly don't have the ring anymore. Thank you so much for getting involved. Who else? We have you at Undercover Julie, you know me. At 16, worked in a Max Spielman Photoshop, YTS scheme, which I later found out is a youth training scheme, equals 40 hours a week for £29.50. I lasted about 6 weeks, then buggered off to Scotland for 10 years of chaos, unemployment and homelessness. I'm now a well-being and employability coach. I found that to be quite interesting how, like, so for me, I got into the Saturday job, the weekend job I did, because when I was really little, one of my biological father used to work in there. And so they kind of knew my family. And I wanted to try and get some kind of money. I wanted to feel like, I don't know, I wanted to feel something different than what I was feeling at college. I went in there. I did it for about one paycheck and then I realised my body was literally exhausted. But it was pretty easy back then. I mean, this was about 2006. It was pretty easy back then, 2005, 2006. It was pretty easy to actually get a job compared to now. So it's very interesting. When Julie and also John P, I think this is Boston. It's in large list, a double check. Oh, Bostock, my bad. John P Bostock. He also did what Julie did, a youth training scheme at Dixon's for £25 per week. Gave £10 for my mum to keep. Lasted 2 months before going back to sixth form. it's quite interesting how we kind of find these things, isn't it? How we kind of find these ways of employment. Kerry, that's enlarge her, Kerry 375, apprentice engineer in film industry, now a retired lecturer. So interesting how people kind of, all the paths they take. Who have we got next? We have Nature Geek, worked in a boarding cattery, dirty, menial work, now work for the NHS doing admin. Quite a few different jobs in between. Thank you for getting involved, John. John, who is at 277 John, at Smithfield Meat Market, a few little jobs, 30, yes, please now work for the NHS. Ooh. Meat Market 2, now 30 years, please now work for the NHS. Isn't that fascinating? Sharni, let's have a look at you. Sharni Tuchter, first shop assistant in Debenhams Menwear. This has got to fascinate me. Sharni went, see, she's a. No, cut me up. Now, retired as IT systems designer, now an amateur wood carver. Isn't that fascinating? Going down a bit more. And then we have midlife bassist. Scientific editor, got that in, like, you know, little marks, of advice for farmers on ye old pastoral service. Now, semi-failed muso, working as an English language teacher in Italy. That's what happens when you don't have a plan. Thank you for getting involved. Glueface. This one fascinated me, actually. At Glueface, I used to smash old people's teeth up to get the gold out of them. The teeth had already been removed by a qualified dentist. When I read that, I thought, whoa. What? Wow, that is an interesting job. Thank you for getting involved. We have some more as well. I had to go down my profile to do it though. Well, you know what technology and me are like. Okay, going down a bit more. I've got to find them. Okay, talk among yourselves. Okay, going down and further down. Okay, right, we're in. Okay, the second lot. Thank you to everyone that got involved. Alex Hobby. I started off as a dishwasher at a local restaurant, and now I'm an insurance broker, but in the process of starting my own board game company. I mean, awesome! How cool is that? Tracy at Just Me Being Mrs. B. My first job was a teacher's helper in my old primary school before teacher's assistants were even thought of. It was a youth training scheme in the 80s, and I got paid £30 a week. I found it fascinating because a few of the people that got involved had done this youth training scheme. And what was interesting is that back in the last financial crash that we had, I mean, really kind of, let's throw some gloom onto this thing. Back in, as one does, back when we had the last recession, I myself was unemployed then. And they had this thing called the work program. And it seems to be very similar. I mean, Tracy mentioned that the youth training scheme was in the 80s. Now, the last financial recession we had was around about 8 to 10 years ago. So that was in the noughties. And it's interesting because I remember being on there and they put you in this work program, which was basically like a room in a building that no one had heard of or seen before. And you'd have to go out of your way to try and get a job. And then they kind of give you, or give a company, financial help in keeping you in a job. And when it came about to it, I don't actually know if many of the people, I know that further down in the thread, I know Julie at Undercover, Julie, said that with the youth training scheme, she wondered if anyone back from them stayed in their job. When I went onto the work program, I remember I didn't actually get a job through them. And I kind of thought when Julie brought that up, and also when Tracy brought that up, and I thought, I wonder if anyone that went on to these schemes have stayed in work, or if they thought, oh God, I've got to get out of here. But yeah, it's an interesting one. So Lee Pegdahl, I know her as Lindsay. Hi there, and thanks for asking, Gems. I was 13 and worked at a posh boarding kennel. My job wasn't posh, however, she laughs at that. It was hard work walking dogs and grooming them. Now I teach English at a private school in France. When I read that, I was like, ooh! Now, not what I was expecting for my future, but here we are. Indeed, here we are. That's amazing. And then we have Fibro Sloth. My first job was at McDonald's and was there for over 3 years. When I read that, I was like, wow, 3 years? And there was, I believe, one more, if I can find it. Okay. Technology is great when it works, isn't it? Okay, let's have a look. One moment. I've got to do this the old-fashioned way. And this is one we'll finish on. Kerry Danes. So this one, when Kerry got involved, because some of us that watch True Crime might know Kerry. So Kerry Danes, she, when I tell you who she is, you might be like, oh, okay. My first job was selling fancy dress and applying Halloween makeup at the stage door when I was at college. They made me redundant after my shift on New Year's Eve, buggers. I mean, how could they? What were they on? I ask you. But Kerry Danes, you might know, she's in Faking It. Have you ever seen that on TV? So, yeah, it's amazing. She's now a qualified, is it a psychologist? I don't have the information at hand. If it is, she'd probably, I can imagine Kerry tweeting me and be like, no, Gem, that's not what I am. But she's also an author. So from selling fancy dress and applying Halloween makeup to now being on TV and an author. Oh, and there is last but no means least, we have Lucy Ambash, and she started as a lifeguard. She is now a radio presenter with BBC Radio Solent. So there we have it. So thank you to everyone that got involved. It's interesting for me. I started off with, I worked in a little supermarket as a Saturday girl, literally spent all my time on the till, looking out of some sliding doors most of the time and thinking, because you know, you had fast and slow periods during the day. And now, podcaster, and I make CBD balm. It's amazing how this life is an absolute box of frogs, isn't it? But thank you for everyone that got involved. Who got involved, I will of course tag everybody so you can listen. And I don't know about you, but I find it really interesting when you hear people's stories and how like different paths go down different roads. It's like, oh, isn't that interesting? But yeah, when it goes up, I'll hopefully tag you all so you can listen in and have a little bit of a nose. It's kind of like through the keyhole of someone's life, isn't it? So thank you so much for getting involved. And that was, what was your first job and what are you doing now? I hope you're staying cool in this heat wave. We've got another few days of this. Hopefully next week it should be different. And stay tuned to my Twitter and stay tuned to the podcast, because there's going to be some interesting topics we're going to cover. And you're going to want to get involved in that, aren't you? I mean, come on. You know you are. If you've enjoyed this episode, please press follow. And you can follow wherever you're listening. And yeah, thank you so much for pressing play. I'm Gem Swallow, that would be me, and this is Quirky Gems Podcast. How about next week? We make this a regular thing? Yeah, same time next week? I'll see you then. Take it easy and thanks so much for listening. Get involved on Twitter. It's @RadioGem.